Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is the epistle reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And I've got to be honest with you, this text is an extremely challenging text when we really let it sink into our hearts. See, in this text, Paul talks about the responsibility that we Christians have been given to bear the name of God to the world. Now, you might be wondering what it means to bear God's name. And so let me give you an example to illustrate what I'm talking about. Prior to my time attending seminary, I worked for the Geek Squad. And I had the interesting job of going around to people's homes and small businesses doing repairs and various things there. And part of that job meant driving the company vehicle. It was the classic Volkswagen Beetle. We called it the Geekmobile. And so I would drive this around and do various computer and networking repair tasks. And you can imagine the sorts of stories that I have to share about some of the interesting people that I encountered and those sorts of things. But what you might not realize about this job, any job really where you're driving a company vehicle, is there's a lot of requirements related to the operation of a company vehicle. And so in this particular case, one of the rules that I had was that I was not allowed to drive more than 5 miles an hour under the speed limit. I was also required to do regular maintenance on the vehicle and keep it clean both inside and out. And so there was a lot that went into this, but you can understand why, right? Because as I was driving this vehicle around, I was literally bearing the name of the company to everyone that I passed, whether it was on the road in the car or when I went into people's homes or businesses with the company name on my clothing, I was bearing the name to people. And so it was important that I didn't drive like a maniac, right? Because that would cause the company to look bad. It was important that I did the regular maintenance so the car didn't break down on the side of the road, because that doesn't look good. It was important that I keep the vehicle clean inside and out, because if I didn't, it makes the company look bad. Bearing the name bears responsibility. The same is true in our faith as well. See, we have been entrusted with God's name. His name has been placed on us in our baptism. And so now, as we go out to the world, we bear God's name to those whom we encounter. And so the way that we act reflects on the Lord. That's why Paul is so concerned in our reading for today about how we act. Because the way we represent God affects how other people encounter him. And so in our text, Paul gives us three things to consider, three aspects of what it means to bear God's name. So the first aspect of bearing God's name that Paul discusses is debt. Because we bear the name of God, because we've been given his name in the first place, we are in debt to God. Now, admittedly, in our world, debt tends to have a negative connotation to it, right? And, you know, that's understandable. But fundamentally, there's actually two different ways of incurring debt. You can incur debt by borrowing money or something else from another person. And so until you repay that debt, you're in debt to the person whom you borrowed the money or the item from. But there's another way of incurring debt. And that is if somebody gives you something, again, it could be money or another item, and they give it to you not with the purpose of you keeping it, but rather so that you can pass it on to someone else. In that case, from the time when you've been given that thing up until you give it to its intended recipient, you are in debt to the person who has given it to you. It's this second kind of debt that Paul is concerned with in the first three verses of our reading. Starting in verse 16, Paul says this: "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel." See, Paul says that necessity has been laid on him. In other words, he has to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus, with others, because it is a good gift that he has received, but it's not intended for him to keep to himself. To keep it to himself would be stealing. He is in debt to the Lord to share this gospel with others. And so there's really two sides of this coin of Paul's debt. And it's a coin, a debt, so to speak, that we share with Paul. See, the first side of the coin is that God has made you and I his own in baptism. His name was placed upon us in those waters as we were washed by Christ and as we were redeemed from sin and death in baptism. And so his name has been placed upon us. This is the gospel. This is the essence of the good news. This is one side of the coin. You have been given the name of God to bear. But the flip side of that coin is the debt that comes with it. Bearing God's name means that we are in debt to share that name, to share that good news with others. But there's more to bearing God's name than just being in debt. The second aspect of bearing God's name is service. Paul begins the next section of verses by talking about how, on the one hand, he's been set free from sin and death and the power of the devil, but yet he's still called to be a servant to others. Starting in verse 19, Paul says this: "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I may win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessing." See, here Paul talks about the reality that even though he has freedom in the gospel, he still is a servant. See, for the sake of bearing God's name and representing him well to others, he willingly has become a servant. He has become the kind of person who does everything that he can to not offend others. He's aware of others' needs and concerns and does whatever he can to meet those needs. And in the end, Paul's ultimate goal is that every one of his actions, every word that he speaks, would point others to Jesus more clearly, so that in him, Christ might be seen by all. And so, my friends, this is what you and I are called to do as well. We're called to make sure that every part of our lives, whether words or actions, represent Jesus. We're called to bear God's name well to others. Admittedly, we're not so good at this most of the time. We represent God poorly to others when we act out in anger or say hurtful things or act unfairly. See, when we act in these ways and say these things, what happens is the people around us, they look at us knowing that we're a Christian and they wonder, man, is that person really a Christian? See, here's the thing. Sin is inevitable. That's not an excuse. That's just the reality that we live in. We are sinful human beings and we sin daily. But that's also not an excuse to give up on our responsibility to bear God's name to others. This is why Martin Luther was so adamant that when a Christian wakes up in the morning, they should make the sign of the cross on themselves and say the words, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And by those words, remember their baptism. By those words, we remember the name that was placed upon us in our baptism. We remember how we were washed in the waters of baptism and forgiven of our sins. And by those words, we also remember that Jesus has given us a mission to bear his name to the world. It's a debt of service, but it's one that we joyfully take on as Christians. But see, debt and service are only two of the three aspects of bearing God's name that Paul discusses. The third aspect of bearing God's name is discipline. Paul makes it clear that if we want to represent Jesus well to others, we need to be disciplined. He concludes our reading starting in verse 24 by saying this: "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." You know what's really interesting about Paul bringing up discipline here? It's that he's talking about disciplining the body, which is not what I would have expected him to say here. I would have expected Paul to be more concerned about spiritual discipline. I would have expected Paul to say things like, make sure you're reading your Bible every day. Make sure that you have a regular routine of prayer. Make sure that you're connected to a local church and are attending regularly. Those are the things I would have expected Paul to be concerned about here. But that's not his primary concern. His primary concern is disciplining the body, at least right here. Now, that's not to say that Paul is unconcerned with those spiritual disciplines. I would argue that he does care about those things. But Paul specifically here talking about disciplining the body. Why? Why is that such a concern to Paul? Well, I hate to be Captain Obvious here, but Paul's concerned about disciplining the body because you have one, right? And so it's important that we take care of the body that we have been given. Disciplining the body is important because it affects our spiritual life. And so it's important that we are concerned about what we do, who we spend time with, where we let our eyes wander, what we listen to. All of these things are important because they affect our spiritual life. And so Paul encourages us to discipline our body. Paul encourages us to be the kind of people who represent God well to those whom we encounter by disciplining ourselves. But he also encourages us to constantly be reminding ourselves of this debt that we have to share the good news of Jesus with others. And he also encourages us to remember that we have been called to a life of service because God has given you and I his name so that we might bear it to the world. In the name of Jesus, amen.